In March 1952, the office of the President of Uruguay was abolished and replaced with a nine-man council, each of whom held equal power. From 1919, Uruguay had embarked on a policy of extreme welfareism, including an enormously generous pension scheme. Workers were very difficult to fire. They were entitled to retire at the age of 55 after 30 years of service, by the age of 60 after 10 years of service, and after paying around 17% of their salaries into a pension matched by their employer, they were paid their full final salary for their retirement. Employees received free medical care plus a guaranteed 20 days fully paid leave. Expectant and nursing mothers also received extra government benefits. By 1956, one in every three Uruguayan citizen was a public servant directly employed by the government. The government ran a 5 million pesos budget deficit, but their millions of employees kept agitating for more pay. For example, meat packers went on strike for a guaranteed daily allowance of 4 pounds of meat, well below market prices. By April 1963, Uruguay was practically bankrupt, but no politician would dare make any changes to the welfare system. Inflation was rampant, local production had collapsed, and unemployment was increasing. Strikes were endemic, and the perception of political turmoil had killed the tourism industry. The government repeatedly responded by instituting price controls and banned imports in order to try to boost domestic production, which led to widespread smuggling from Argentina and Brazil. Capital flight reached $50 million. The treasury now owed 700 million pesos to pension funds. The government deficit more than quadrupled to 807 million pesos. Workers in ongoing nationwide strikes were still demanding a 50% pay increase. By 1967, 45% of all Uruguayans were dependent on state handouts, including a large portion of people who had retired young at the age of 55. The cost of living increased by 88% in 1965, and then another 50% in 1966. The government responded by printing more money and granting wage increases as high as 60%. The cost of living had increased as much as 32 times in 10 years, while gross national product had decreased by 9% in the same period. By 1968, the country, still suffering from endemic strike action, experienced electricity brownouts after a 50% decrease in electric energy output. Out of a population of 2.6 million people, only 900 people were working, 300,000 were pensioners, and another 250,000 were unemployed, which was a 28% unemployment rate. The consumer prices increased by another 136% from 1966 to 1967, and from 1961 to 1968, Uruguay experienced 2,173% inflation. One US dollar would fetch you 11 pesos at the start of that period, but 250 pesos by the end. People at the time said that Uruguay had caught the English disease and a military dictatorship followed. The question remains in 2020 why the lessons of history are never learned. Now get out.